Welcome to Minghui Radio's Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world. Topics include news about the persecution of Falun Gong in China, local events, and special items of interest. Now for this week's stories.
USA. A rally was held in front of the Chinese consulate in San Francisco, California, on August 7th to urge the Communist Party to release the 26 Falun Gong practitioners arrested in Changchun, Jilin Province, in July, and to end the persecution. Several practitioners who were persecuted for their faith in China recounted their experiences and called on the general public to focus on the brutal persecution. Candidate for California Governor Scott Shields attended the rally and mentioned that the arrest in Changchun in July included practitioners in their 70s and 80s. He made a special point of calling for the release of the elderly and all illegally detained practitioners. He said that the U.S. Congress, the European Parliament, and international human rights organizations should pay attention to and condemn the persecution. He emphasized the torture, arbitrary detention, and forced organ harvesting practitioners endure and made several requests. Stop the persecution of Falun Gong. Release the elderly practitioners detained in Changchun. Release all detained practitioners and let their family members know where they are detained and their condition.
Japan. Representatives from 121 countries participated in the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Ceremony at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park on August 6th. It was the 81st anniversary of the atomic bomb explosion in that city. Approximately 50,000 people attended the ceremony. Falun Gong practitioners collected signatures on a petition addressed to the G7 plus 7 countries, calling for help to end the persecution in China. Isaac Risi from Germany was appalled when he read about forced organ harvesting. He and his parents, like many others learning about the CCP's brutalities, signed the petition. Supporter Mr. Mo Moy said, "I hope Falun Gong practitioners keep up the good work and do not yield to the CCP. Heaven is watching over everything and is just and fair. You stand for righteousness. Please continue your efforts. I love you all."
Germany. Practitioners and their children attending a Minghui summer camp held activities in the town of Meshid on August 4th and August 7th to introduce Falun Dafa. Many people signed a petition calling to stop the brutal communist persecution of the spiritual practice and asked where they could learn the exercises. An older man stopped his wheelchair in front of the booth and told the practitioners that he was 92 years old and was persecuted by the Nazis. He compared the CCP's atrocities to the Nazis. He said he knows how evil the Communist Party is, and he hopes these terrible crimes end soon. A woman and her mother signed the anti-persecution petition and read the banners about Falun Dafa. A message on one of the banners, "The world needs truthfulness, compassion, forbearance," prompted the enthusiastic comment, "What you are doing is great."
USA. Practitioners in New Jersey participated in two large fairs this summer. Many people stopped at their booths and learned about the human rights abuses, learned the Falun Dafa exercises, and signed a petition calling to end the persecution. One event was at the New Jersey State Fair from July 31st to August 8th, located in the northern New Jersey community of Augusta. The fair attracts more than 200,000 people every year. Many families travel from the neighboring states of New York, Pennsylvania, and Connecticut to attend. Another group of practitioners participated in the historic Middlesex County Fair in East Brunswick from August 3rd through the 9th. The fair attracts about 85,000 attendees each year and is a popular summer event for families in central New Jersey.
United Kingdom. The Beach Fest 2026 parade took place on August 9th in Skegness, a seaside town in the county of Lincolnshire, England. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the festivities. Their energetic waist drum performance, synchronized music, and beautiful costumes were well received. Approximately 50 groups participated in the parade. Many people, after hearing how the Chinese Communist Party persecutes Falun Dafa, signed petitions to support the end of the brutality. Mayor Daniel Kirk and staff members visited the practitioners before the parade began. They also took group photos with practitioners and accepted information about Falun Dafa. The parade theme was Lincolnshire. It showcased local history, coastal charm, and the area's rural character. The parade offered a variety of floats, creative costumes, and performances. The event also included market stalls, live entertainment, and enjoyable competitions. The popular Falun Dafa parade contingent was awarded second prize.
India, despite the heavy rainfall of the monsoon season, practitioners in several cities across the nation held events to commemorate 27 years of peaceful protests of the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa. In Nagpur, Mumbai, and Bangalore, practitioners demonstrated the exercises and held candlelight vigils to commemorate those who have lost their lives during the persecution. In Nagpur, passersby paused to read display boards with information and express their support. They encouraged practitioners to continue their peaceful efforts to raise awareness. In Bangalore, candlelight vigils of remembrance for fellow practitioners who had lost their lives in the persecution were held on July 20th, the anniversary of the start of the persecution.
Turkey. Falun Dafa practitioners in Turkey held activities in Cappadocia and Istanbul to introduce the practice and raise awareness of the persecution in China. The Cappadocia region in central Turkey is one of the nation's historic cultural hubs, where entire towns and underground cities were built into soft volcanic rock. Practitioners held a class to teach the exercises in Nevşehir, a city in this tourist region, on Saturday, August 1st. They also held an informational event about Falun Dafa the week prior, on July 27th, in a beach area of Istanbul. Locals and tourists joined the class and described feeling relaxed, peaceful, and refreshed after doing the exercises. Many also expressed interest in Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance.
Taiwan. Young practitioners attended a Falun Dafa youth summer camp at National Chung Kung University in the city of Tainan on July 25th and 26th. Participants read the Falun Dafa teachings, did the exercises together, reflected on their cultivation experiences, and discussed how they could better align themselves with Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Camp participants ranged in age from 13 to 40 and included middle school, high school, and college students, as well as working professionals. They discussed common cultivation issues faced by young people at different stages of their education, employment, and interpersonal relationships. Although the group was diverse in age, different life experiences exposed the same insights into cultivation. The two-day youth camp, though brief, allowed young participants to inspire each other through discussing their experiences and to cherish the environment for cultivation practice. With new insights and unwavering faith, they say they are determined to continually improve. The following are selected cases of persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. A 78-year-old woman from Guizhou province died 27 days after she was released from serving a 5-year prison term for her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Liu Shuling was arrested on May 25, 2021. Because Ms. Liu refused to renounce Falun Gong, she was tortured and soon became incapacitated. When Ms. Liu's family first visited her, she was able to talk. During their second visit, however, she had lost the ability to speak and could only communicate by shaking her head. Her family worried that she had been injected with a toxic drug while in custody that caused her to become mute. She was also extremely weak and emaciated. After her release, she was taken to a hospital where doctors found that several of her ribs and a thigh bone had been broken. These fractures were determined to be the reason for her incapacitation. In addition to her latest prison sentence, Miss Liu had previously served a 5-year labor camp term.
A 59-year-old woman in Tianjin struggled with poor health after serving a labor camp term and a prison term for her faith in Falun Gong. She died of a stroke on July 6, 2026, only 6 months after her prison release. Ms. Sun Xuha was not the only one in her family to succumb to the persecution of Falun Gong. Her older sister, Ms. Sun Xujun, passed away on May 28, 2023, after serving 2 prison terms, totaling 8 years. The siblings' parents were also affected. After Ms. Sun Xujun's prison sentence, their father became so distraught that he died in 2012. Their mother suffered a mental breakdown and passed away shortly afterwards. Every time Ms. Sun's husband went to visit her, the labor camp guards ordered him to bring the couple's 2 young children in an attempt to pressure her to renounce her faith. She endured brutal torture while serving time and struggled with high blood pressure after being released.
A rideshare driver told a passenger that he was grateful for Falun Gong for rekindling his hope in life, only to be prosecuted and is now facing a prison sentence. Mr. Zhang Junjia of Liaoning Province was arrested last September after being reported by a passenger for talking about Falun Gong. He is currently waiting to be sentenced. Recently, Ms. Zhang's mother was arrested when she went to a post office to mail a letter seeking justice for her son. Mr. Zhang used to be addicted to gambling. His parents had to borrow money to repay his debts. Stressed out by his situation, his father later suffered a stroke. Unable to cope with all the pressure, he attempted suicide 3 times. Mr. Zhang later met a few local Falun Gong practitioners. He began reading Falun Gong books and discovered that it was nothing like what was depicted in the propaganda perpetrated by the Chinese Communist Party. However, for sharing the benefits he experienced from practicing Falun Gong, he was arrested and now faces a possible prison sentence.
An 88-year-old woman in Jilin City was admitted to prison in late July to serve a 4-year term she was given for her faith in Falun Gong. Ms. Feng Fanyun's ordeal stemmed from her arrest in 2022, where she was held in custody and then released on bail after she was deemed unfit for detention due to poor health. In July, the police took her to a hospital for a physical exam. The next day, she was sent to prison. Later on, the prison hospital contacted her family to inform them that Ms. Feng had several life-threatening health conditions, including cerebral infarction, pulmonary infection, hepatic cyst, lumbar vertebral hyperplasia, and lower extremity venous thrombosis. The family questioned why the prison would keep her in custody if she was in such serious condition, but found that their request was refused, as was their demand for a copy of the physical exam report. Swiss council members say CCP's persecution must end. A member of the Cantonal Council of Zurich named Hans Egli spoke at a July 18th rally held by Falun Gong practitioners in front of the Chinese embassy in the capital city of Bern to expose the 27-year persecution of the spiritual discipline. He pointed out that the persecution is not ancient history. He explained, "Right now, at this very moment, people are being detained, and their families do not know if they will ever see them again. Their only offense is living according to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance." Mr. Egli said that truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance are not political slogans. They are universal values that strengthen social cohesion and the totalitarian regimes view them as a threat because they liberate the human spirit. He added, Falun Gong practitioners have been systematically oppressed, humiliated, tortured, and deprived of their rights since 1999. The best remedy against persecution is a combination of truth, the rule of law, steadfastness, and solidarity. He believes that everyone should bear responsibility, not the responsibility to change the world alone, but the responsibility not to be indifferent. Falun Gong practitioners also held events in downtown Zurich on July 18th and 25th to raise awareness of the persecution in China. Former St. Gallen State Representative Dr. Eva Keller participated in the activities in Zurich on July 25th. She has previously written letters of support to practitioners' protest. She has reached a deeper understanding of the spiritual practice through chatting with practitioners. When she learned that practitioners held protests outside the Chinese embassy in London, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for over 2 decades to call for an end to the persecution, she said, "Activities like this are great, remarkable. I have utmost respect." She said in her speech, "Today, we remember practitioners who are persecuted. The persecution they suffered at the hands of the state is countless. What shocks me even more is that this persecution has even transcended national borders. So where can the persecuted find refuge?" Dr. Keller added, "Thank you for your dedication to human rights and the rule of law, especially for Falun Gong. Only when human rights abuses are exposed can there be any hope of change. The worst thing is forgetting the persecuted. Thank you for preventing this. It's crucial to raise awareness." Both speakers called for more political figures to familiarize themselves with the human rights abuses in China and to work together to end it.
Festival attendees in Finland take a stand against the persecution. The Puesto Fiesta Festival took place in the city of Tampere on August 2nd. It is a family event designed to bring the local community together. Many local businesses, sports clubs, and nonprofit organizations are showcased. Attendees can discover new activities and hobbies at the event. Falun Dafa practitioners participated in the festivities. They introduced Falun Dafa, demonstrated the exercises, and handed out informative flyers. Practitioners also raised awareness of the CCP's ongoing criminal persecution of the practice. The brutality includes state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting. Many people visited the booth and talked with practitioners after they saw the banner with the message, "Stop Forced Organ Harvesting in China." Booth visitor Mila said she watches international news and is aware of the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong and the organ harvesting. She signed the petition and said, "At least I can do something." A practitioner gave her a lotus flower to show appreciation for her attention and support for human rights in China. Tom from Argentina, along with his Turkish and Finnish friends, watched the practitioners do the exercises. He spoke with a practitioner for a long time and said he pays close attention to the CCP's impact on the world. Ending the CCP is a major issue. Tom mentioned that Chinese apps like TikTok gather a large amount of data from users, which made him concerned about the CCP using technology to expand its control. He believes the world today is facing a new type of capitalist communism. Speaking of forced organ harvesting, he said, "I believe anything is possible in China. The CCP has carried out millions of organ transplants. In China, life is extremely difficult." He's read related reports and was aware that the CCP abuses prisoners and imposes forced labor. He said, "I've watched documentaries about the CCP's re-education through labor camps. I saw that prisoners peeled garlic for a long time and their hands suffered severe ulcerations. This is forced labor." Tom also mentioned that the CCP built a social credit system and uses technology like facial recognition to monitor people. He's been to China and said the first time he was there, The workers at a phone manufacturing plant were protesting, and someone jumped off a building and died. He learned about what happened through overseas media, but many Chinese people around him did not know. He said, "It happened right next to them, but they did not know. This was very shocking to me." At that time, he shared the information with his Chinese friend, who was surprised and asked for the source of information. This made him feel the severity of the CCP's information censorship.
Slovakian bridge illuminated in blue light to raise awareness of persecution. Practitioners held an informational event in the capital city of Bratislava on July 19th to introduce Falun Dafa and expose its decades-long persecution by the Communist Party. The city of Nitra, northeast of the capital, arranged for the Krnava Bridge to be illuminated in blue on July 20th in support of international efforts to raise awareness of the persecution of Falun Dafa practitioners in China. The city's announcement about the bridge noted that international organizations that included Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and the United Nations have for many years documented arbitrary detention, torture, and other human rights violations committed by the CCP against practitioners in China. President of the Slovak Falun Dafa Association, Marek Tatarko, opened the event by explaining that although Falun Dafa is a spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, the practice has been the target of a nationwide persecution campaign launched by the CCP in 1999. He added that the CCP's repression has now extended beyond China's borders into democratic countries via the regime's cultural events, foreign institutions, and efforts to influence media. Tatarko encouraged people to pay attention to the ongoing human rights abuses and not remain indifferent to the persecution. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises, talked with passersby, and collected signatures on petitions urging to end the CCP's brutality. They held a candlelight vigil to mourn practitioners who have lost their lives in the persecution. An event host read a letter from Slovak member of European Parliament, Miriam Lexman. She expressed solidarity with Falun Dafa practitioners and other victims of religious persecution in China. She wrote in part, "Together with my colleagues in the European Parliament, we have repeatedly emphasized that freedom of religion and belief is a universal human right. We have also expressed our deep concern over reports of systematic, state-sanctioned forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China, including Falun Gong practitioners. Such practices constitute a grave violation of human dignity and fundamental human rights and must be independently investigated and brought to an immediate end." Member of the Slovak National Council, František Miklasko, said in a speech that economic interests should not be allowed to override the protection of human rights. He also reflected on his own experiences while living under communist rule in former Czechoslovakia and emphasized the important role international solidarity played in supporting dissidents during that time. He said, "It is our duty to defend those who cannot defend themselves because they are being persecuted." Former Member of Parliament Peter Osuski shared that he attends this event every year to support Falun Dafa, because he considers it a gathering of people who stand on the side of goodness. He said, "It should be the commitment and duty of decent people to stand on the side of good and never retreat in the face of evil."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.